Would you agree that the days are long, but the years fly by? I do, especially when your kids are little. Those diaper days and toddler years are busy and exhausting. It's an all-day, everyday adventure. I remember after I had my first daughter, a friend of mine told me, "Don't worry, you'll sleep again one day." He was so right. When we had our girls, we were already over a decade into our marriage. We struggled with infertility, and so our timeline looked a bit different than others, but our girls were right on time. There's something in the waiting that gives you a different perspective. I didn't mind the long days as much. I actually loved every single minute. I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything by spending as much time as I could rolling around on the floor, having deep face-to-face conversations with my girls. So even though, yes, there were long days and at times long nights, I cherished every moment, every milestone, and every memory made along the way. My desire was to be present. I didn't want to miss a thing. Life is different now. At 16 and 13, my girls don't need mama as much. They're growing in their independence and their schedules at times are full. Being present actually takes more intentionality the older our children get. I see friends who are empty nesters and they treasure any time their children are all under the same roof. Moments made then have to be planned and put on schedules. I'm finding myself in this season so very thankful for the moments. My dad went to be with Jesus in June, and I'm literally clinging to every moment in memory. I'm scrolling through old text threads. I've gone back to voicemails I kept and even found some in my deleted that now I play just to hear the sound of his voice. My family is creating shared photo albums so we can share every memory we've got. Conversations over coffee, FaceTime calls where he never could seem to keep the camera on his face, singing together at a senior adult banquet, songs we used to sing when I was 8, and a big family dance at my nephew's wedding are all now treasured moments. We don't realize it at the moment, do we? I'm beginning to. If we truly realized every moment is a gift, every moment is holy, and God is in every single one, we wouldn't be so concerned with the past or worried about the future. We would be present and grateful for this moment and watch for what God is doing right now. Colossians 1:15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. I love this first chapter of Colossians. It's all about Jesus. He was and is to come. He is in every book of the Bible, and in him all things were created, and in him all things hold together. He is in every moment. Every grain of sand in the hourglass of our lives matters. Every moment is holy and is a gift to us to then be offered back as a living sacrifice in how we live and how we love. Don't miss this moment. It's been given to you today as maybe a wake-up call to make the most of every moment you're given. Call someone you need to. Have coffee and make things right. Laugh, live, and be intentional with those you love. The moments you don't miss today could be the memories someone treasures tomorrow. And I know this for sure. God is in every single one. That's the truth. Make the most of this moment. If you don't know Jesus, give your life to him. That's the best place to start. I'm Lori Klein.